Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the sixth day of the month of Adar. Today is day 517. That so many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for their swift return home, for their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Talbis of Congregation Zichron Mordechai in Teaneck, New Jersey, to share words of Zivrei Chizuk. We'll be followed by Rabbi Talbis slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Talbis will lead us in the Mishaberach, in the recitation of the Mishaberach for our dear Chayalim, for the Chatufim, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach Lacholim, where he will pause and allow us and enable us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call and reminder email, subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor any part of the program for a day, a week, a month, for any reason whatsoever, you can do so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Talbis.
Thank you very much. We're in the midst now of the month of Adar, the joyous month of Adar, having celebrated Rosh Chodesh Adar just last weekend, Friday and Shabbos, and we're a little more than a week away from the festive holiday of Purim. And so it's a time of joy. It's a time of gladness. There are certain times we feel that we know we have to express our joy. We don't want to ignore the difficulties that we're currently experiencing in Eretz Yisrael, Achinu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Nonetheless, we're enjoined as they are to celebrate. And we know Mishanichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. When the month of Adar begins, we increase or we intensify our feelings of simcha, our feelings of joy. Why exactly is that? Why do we say Mishanichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha? It's not actually in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has the other side, Mishanichnas Av Mematim B'Simcha, the month of Av, when we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash on Tisha B'Av. When that month arrives, we curtail or limit our simcha. That it says in the Mishnah, but the Gemara comments that the same thing is true. In the end of Maseches Megillah, the same thing is true. In the end of Maseches Tainis, the same thing is true. Mishanichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. Why is that? What is the nature of the joy? So some explain that really it's the season of joy because of Purim, and Purim is followed not long thereafter, just a month later, by Pesach, two great holidays of Geula, of redemption, and hopefully it heralds our final Geula as well. And therefore, we're in a jolly mood, we're in a cheerful frame of mind, and so on. I'd like to share with you briefly something which the Sfas Emes, one of the great Hasidic leaders, the Ger Rebbe, said in terms of a different angle on Mishanichnas Adar Marbin B'Simcha. It has to do not, or perhaps not only with Purim and all the joy that's associated with Purim, but rather with a mitzvah that we fulfill, or at least we fulfill a remembrance of the mitzvah, which we did last week by reading Parsha Shkolim, a parsha which discussed this, a few psukim, which we read at the last Torah reading last week. We had three separate Torah last week because it was also Shabbos, it was also Rosh Chodesh. So we also read Parsha Shkolim. Just a handful of psukim from the beginning of the Sefer Kitzita, which talk about the donation of the shekel, or specifically half a shekel that every Jew had to give every single year. And that's read in advance of the month of Adar because the half a shekels were used, these master shekels were used for the community karbonos, for the community sacrifices. We know that there are two categories of karbonos. There's a karbon yachid and a karbon tzibur. A karbon yachid is a sacrifice brought by an individual. If I committed an avera for which I have to bring a karbon, I've got to buy the animal, the bird, or whatever it is, I got to pay for it myself. I want to thank a karbon baruch with something, a karbon toda, karbon shlomim, I pay for it myself. It's a karbon yachid. Sometimes people get together, it's shutzpah, it's partners, but it's individual responsibility. But of course, in addition, there was what we call a collection of korbanos tzibur. Certain sacrifices are brought on behalf of the Jewish people on a daily basis. one in the morning, one in the afternoon, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and an extra one called the Karban Musaf, for which corresponding to which we daven Musaf on these days. Where do these Karbanos, where do the money for these Karbanos come from? What about the fact that it's salt, all the Karbanos? Where did the salt come from? The wine offering, where did the wine come from? People have to pay for it. Where did the wood come from that, burn, that was used to, you know, burn the wood of the Mizbeach to create the fire? So these came from communal funds. So once a year, a tax was imposed and the Jews contributed, every Jew contributed a machzor shekel, a half a shekel, and by the time the new year, new fiscal year for the Beis HaMikdash arrived, these half shekels had to be in. The new fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash was Rosh Chodesh Nisan, not what we call Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you had to have all these funds in, and the Mishnayos explained that they gave people a month. It was 4 weeks to get the half shekels in. They went around sending people to different communities and so on. And that's why we, as a memorial to that, read Parsha Shkalim as we usher in the month of Adar, because in those days, it was the month of Adar, which of course precedes the month of Nisan. It's the last month before Nisan, that they began collecting the machzor shekel from everybody so that all the coins would be in for the new community karbanos and so on, beginning a new fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash. In addition, we have a practice on Purim night. Next week, a week from tonight, Thursday night of Purim, we have a practice to give a half, not a half a shekel. We don't use shkalim here in the United States, and even the shkalim used in Eretz Yisrael is not the same coin, but half or whatever the coin of the realm is. In America, it's a dollar, so we use half a dollar. We give a half a dollar three different times. It's for a different discussion. We have that practice on Purim night as well. So we memorialize or commemorate this mitzvah that used to be done in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Sas Emes, this is the source of our joy and our gladness when we speak about Mishenichas Adar Varbim B'Simcha. It's the mitzvah of Machzor Shekel, which again, we commemorate by having read Parsha Shkalim last week and by donating three half shekels, in our case, half dollars, next Thursday night on Purim at the time of the Megillah reading. How is that in the manifestation of Simcha? How is it a nice mitzvah, you know, to give tzedakah and to give towards Korbanos and the Beis HaMikdash, but how does it manifest Simcha? Why would the Sas Emes suggest that that's the source of the Simcha which we want to increase during the month of Adar? And the suggestion would seem to be as follows. Notice that everybody gives a half a shekel. Half a shekel. Not a whole shekel, half a shekel. And the Torah is very clear that even a richer person should not give more, may not give more than a half a shekel for this purpose. A poorer person may not give less than a half a shekel. Everybody gives half a shekel. And some of the commentaries explain because when you give half of something, you need somebody else to make the whole. And therefore, this is a mitzvah which unites people. This is a mitzvah practice that we have which brought people together because my half a shekel alone is only a half. You know, you make a whole only together with somebody else. So that's one idea of simcha when I'm with somebody else. And that, I think, is relevant today because we recognize that we're all in this together. When we have tzaras that face Klal Yisrael, when we have simchas that face Klal Yisrael, we're in it together as a people. We're in it together as a unified whole. But by myself, I'm not a whole. It's only when I'm with somebody else. And there's no greater simcha. This is one perspective. There's no greater simcha than to donate something together with somebody else, to work together with somebody else on a noble goal. And that brings us simcha. When we recognize that we can become a whole only with somebody else, that's a great source of joy. That's one suggestion that Rabbi Sas Emes is driving at. And another idea is, just to elaborate on what I said before, that we realize we're all in something together. It's not just that I need somebody else, but I recognize now, whatever challenges face us, whatever good news or bad news face us, as Klal Yisrael, we're not in this alone. We're in this together. And together, we're able to be successful. Sometimes a person by himself, with all his merits and all his or her good deeds and everything else, may fall short. When I'm together, when I'm part of a tzibur, when I'm part of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as an entity, so that's a different story because now I have the merits of the tzibur together with me. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs we do, tefillah b'tzibur, we daven as a tzibur and so on. We have the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei out loud as a tzibur. Everyone answers. I mean, many, many things that time doesn't want us to go into right now, which we do to emphasize that I belong to a tzibur. So many of the mitzvahs are performed in a better fashion or more complete fashion when you do get together with others because we demonstrate that we're all in this together. And that brings a person simcha. If I recognize that I'm undergoing a challenging time, I'm undergoing a difficult time, but there are other people who are with me together, that brings me a sense of simcha. Many people have probably seen slogans or t-shirts or sweatshirts that have the words, and it's all over Eretz Yisrael, maybe not so much here. B'yachad ninaseya. We will triumph together. We understand that together as a tzibur, our power is limitless. And as long as we're united as a tzibur, then we can have true simcha. The actual simcha that a person feels, if you have no concern for anybody else, So that's a personal simcha. In fact, the Rambam writes that the greatest mitzvah on Purim Day is the mitzvah of Matanos Avyonim, giving charity and gifts to the poor. Because, you know what? If you just do it for yourself, then it's a selfish mitzvah. The Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Yontif says somebody who celebrates Yontif and he eats and drinks and enjoys and do all these things, but you don't take care of other people who are less fortunate, that the Rambam terms that simchas kreso, that's simcha, joy of your belly. You feel good. You get to Purim, you eat, you drink, you have lots of humin pasha, lots of kugel, lots of wine, whatever you eat and drink on Purim, but you don't care about other people, that's selfish. That's not the real simcha. The real simcha, the Rambam writes, is when you gladden the hearts of other people, especially people who need it. And therefore, we should take the opportunity, this time of year specifically, Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin the Simcha, Kortes Hasenes, it's symbolized by a mitzvah which unites us, the mitzvah of the Shkolim, unites us and stresses to us that none of us are complete by ourselves, A. And B, whatever is befalling Klal Yisrael, we're in it together. The Yachad Nenatzeach will be able to be victorious and triumph over enemies together with the power of our tzibur. And coming together to learn Torah, coming together to daven, coming together to say tilim, should generate tremendous optimism, tremendous simcha, because I know that I'm not in this together. I'll share one quick personal story. A number of years ago, I was sick, I was in the hospital, whatever the details were, and there's no doubt in my mind that the fact that in the yeshiva, in my shul, other places, people are saying tilim, and we say tilim all the time, we'll do it in a moment, okay, on behalf of people who need tilim said to them. When we do it as a tzibur, there's no doubt that it stands in good stead for the success of that individual. We don't always have the positive outcome that we want, but we know that as a tzibur, our tzibur will live forever, and that is the greatest source of simcha that we can have, and that's part of the Misha Nichnas Adar Marbin Misimcha, which have the zchus this year, in the month of Adar, leading up to Purim, eventually Pesach, to recognize the power that we have as a tzibur, to use that power and to rejoice in the participation and the idea that we're all in it together, biyachad nenatzeach, will be triumphant over our enemies. We'll start with Tilim Chaf. Amaterach Mizmor of David. Yan Chanamai B'yom Tzari Yisagev Hashem Alei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezechol Mikodesh U'Mitzion Yisadeko. Yizkor Kol Min Chosecho Ve'olos Chayidash Mitzelo. Yitein Lechol Chilvavecho V'chol Atmos Moyim Alei. Nirad Rabbi Yishua Secho V'shem Eloheinu Nidgol Yim Alei Adonai Kol Mishal Osecho. Ato Yodati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yaneo Mishmei Kodcho V'gurot Yesho Yimino. Elev Arechem, Elev Asusim Anachnu, Yishem Ar Eloheinu Nazgir, Hema Korv Nofolo, Anachnu Kamnu Vanitzadar, Anarai Hoshiya, HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Koreinu. Tilim Chav Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Ro'i Lo Esor, Minos Deshi Yad Yitzeni, Amei Menuchos Yena Aleini, Nafshi Yishovei, Yanchei, Niva Magli Tzedek Leman Shemo, גם כי אלך בגי צמורת לא, יברו כי עתוי מודי, שיתכו משנתך, הם הירח אמוני. צרח מפון השוחו נגד צהרוי דשנת, ושם הנושי, כל תהי רבויו. אך טוב, ואחר תדיר דפו מכל ימי חיוי, ושבתי בבית אדמוי לאורך ימים. זה למקוף חוף על. של המעלות, איתו עיניי אלו, עם היין יבוא עזרי. עזרי מהם אדונוי עושה שמיים ואורת. אל ייתן למות רגלך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שומע ישראל. ארמי שומריך, ארמי צילך על יד ימינך. יום עם השמש לא יקקו וירח ללילה. אדמי ישמורך, מכל לא ישמור את נפשך. ארמי ישמור את תשתך ויח, מהטוב עד הלום. גלם קוף למד. שיר המעלות, ממעמקים כמסיך אדוני. אדוני שמעו וקולי, תהיינו אוזניך קשובות לכל תחת אדוני. אם אבונות תשמעו יוח, אדוני מי יעמוד. כי מכועס הליכו למען תברי. כי ואיס ירמי כניסו נפשי ולברו להוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, משומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יאחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי אם אנו מייחס את הרבה מופלדות. ויזדעס ישראל מכל אבונותו. עם קוף ממבייז. מזכיר לדובי, ביוסו ומרוס לפילו, קולי על הרמי עזוב, קולי על הרמי עזמנון, אשפוק לפונו פסיכי, צורסי לפונו ואגיד, מפתף עלי רוחי, ואתו יודעת, ונציב עשי באורך זו עלי, פמנו פח לי. הבית יומינו ראי ואילי מכיר, אבל מנוס ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זועקתי אליך, הרמי אמרתי, אתו מחתי חלקי בארץ החיים. תקשיבו אל ינוסי, כי דלו סמיוד, הצילני מרודפי, כי ימצו ממני. הוציאה, ממזכיר נפשי להודות את שמך, ביחדיר את צדיקים, כי סגמול אלוהי. Achenu, Kol Beis Yisrael, Anasunin, Matzorah, Shivya, Amdim, Bain Bayam, Bain Bayabasha, Amokim, Yerachim, Alayim, Yatsi, Mitzorah, Levacha, Mafela, Leora, Mishibel, Legula, Hashta, Bagal, Isman, Kurim, Amar, Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. And now, swiftly and soon, let us say Amen. We shall berach al Hussein Abram Yitzhak Yaakov, we are as Chayalei Tzlo Haganah Yisrael, Ranshei Kelchos HaBitachon, Hom Dima Mishmar Tzedah Var Eloheinu, Vigbul al Vanon, Vad Mibar Mitzrayim, Omen Ama Gadol Ad Lovo Haravah Mokho Mokom Shehim, Labosho Abavir Vayom. Yitain Anoy Yitzhak Veinu HaKomer Lendi Gafim Yitzayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayalei Mikol Tzor V'Tzuko, ומכל נגע מהחלום ישלח ברוכה והצלחה לכל מעשי ידיהם, יעדבר רצוננו תחתיהם ויעטרים בחס וישוע ובעטרת ניצחון, וקיר מהם הכסוב, כי אלמי עליכם הלך עמכם ולכם לכם ולכם ולשיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. והיא הוא בלסד our ancestors, אברהם יצחק ויעקב, בלסד the members of Israel's defense forces and its security services, who stand guard over our land and the cities of our God from the Lebanese border to the Egyptian desert, from the Mediterranean Sea to the approach of the Arava, and wherever they may be, on land, in air, and at sea. May the Lord make the enemies who rise against us be struck down before them. May the Holy One, blessed be He, protect and deliver them from all trouble and distress, affliction and illness, and send blessing and success to all the work of their hands. May He subdue our enemies under them and crown them with deliverance and victory, and may there be fulfilled in them the verse, "It is the Lord your God who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to deliver you," and let us say Amen. Mishaverach for those being held in captivity. Mishaverach of Hosea, Avon to Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Dov, Shlomo. Yorech, Yishmor, Avim, Tzoreth, Nedarei, Tzah, Avon, Yisrael, Shriya. As I'll call Achein, Anasim, Atar, Mishriya, Bavor, Shah, Anachna, Maskulim, Mastalim, Bavorom. Kosh Baruch, Yimalei, Rachim, Alehem, Yatsim, Mechoshach, Yitzhamavet, Yvoshosem, Yatek, Yvitzukosem, Yoshim, Yoshivein, Meher, Lechek, Mishposem. Yodulam, I chastol, before some of the Adam, the Kilma, Mikosha, Kosovo, Fduya, Yan, or Yeshuvan, of all Tim, Rino, the Simchas, Olam, Arosham, Dosam, the Simcha, Yasigu, the Nafiago, and Achav, and Amar, and Aim. May you bless their ancestors, Amnus, the Kanyako, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Dovin, Shlomo, bless, protect, and guard the members of Israel Defense Forces missing in action, or held captive, and other captives among our brethren, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, as we, the members of this holy congregation, pray on their behalf. May the Holy One, blessed be, have compassion on them and bring them out from darkness and the shadow of death. May He break their bonds, deliver them from their distress, and bring them swiftly back to their family's embrace. Give thanks to the Lord for His loving kindness and for the wonders He does for the children of men, and may they be fulfilled in them. The verse, those redeemed by the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing, and everlasting joy will crown their head. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. And let us say, Amen. We will have to be shemerach v'cholim. We shall pause for people to search the names of those who are not well. We shemerach v'seinu avram to Yaakov, Moshe, Adam, and Shlomo. Lorech has kol ha'cholim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu yimalei rachim aleihem. Achrimam ulrapom lechazkun lechayosam yishlach lahem meiref ushlema b'neshamayim lechol Ibrahim lechol gideim b'sok sharcho Yisrael refuas hanefesh refuas hagof hastra b'agol zankarim and omar amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Talbis. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please God, in the year to Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program, which will be next week on Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope for all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbat.